Today, I want to remind you that forgetfulness will rob you of the made whole level. Did you understand? There is a cleansing level, but there is a made whole what? Level. And where we need to come to as the people of God is not the cleansing level where everybody else is. Because God, through his love, can give that to everyone. But there is a level we must come to. It only happens to those who do not forget.
Hello, Saints. Welcome to another hopeful message from Covenant Family Chapel. In these times of fear and anxiety, you need a word that will uplift us. We need to remember the words of 2 Timothy 1:7, which says, "For God has not given us a spirit of fear, but of power and of love and of a sound mind." Fear does not come from God. To come into the knowledge and understanding of such biblical teachings for these times, let's listen to author and teacher Neil Archiampong with a message of hope.
We're still looking at the 12 revelations for supernatural living, and we've been dealing with the revelation on the pitfalls of Satan. The revelation on the pitfalls of Satan. Let's all say that together. Today, I want to focus on forgetfulness. Say that with me, forgetfulness. Come on, forgetfulness. Now, we have established that a pitfall is something that looks okay on the surface, but when you walk on it, you will fall into it. Satan wants to deprive you and me of the very things God wants to give us, so he helps us to forget. It's human nature to forget, but God wants us to do better. Are you guys with me? Let's try and define our terms really quick. In the context of this lesson, forgetfulness does not mean that you don't remember. How many of you have forgotten what God has done for you? You still remember, don't you? But what it means is that the valid meaning and the significance of what God did, you have forgotten. You don't look at it the same way. When it happened, it meant much to you. But after time has passed, it means nothing. Are you guys with me? And it is not just about forgetfulness in regards to what God has done, but sometimes what an individual or a person or an organization has done. All those things have effect because there is a level God wants to bring you, and your forgetfulness can destroy it. Forgetfulness is not having amnesia, but that you don't value the act of kindness the same way you used to. Let me give you an example. In 1923, there was earthquake in Japan. And it destroyed so many things, no, many houses and many lives. And United States Navy got in there and they helped them out. Shortly thereafter, at Pearl Harbor, Japan bombed the same Navy that helped them. Was it because they forgot that it was this Navy that actually helped them? Did they really forget? No, but the meaning, the valued meaning and the significance of the lives that were saved back then, they were happy when it happened. But after some time, they forgot. Look how people easily forget. Have you trained somebody at your workplace? You show them how the work is done until they got a good position. And then all of a sudden, they forget. Anybody's been there? Parents will do everything they can to put food on the table. Make sacrifices that your children have no clue how many times you have to go hungry so that they can wear good clothes and have food on the table. Until one day they grow up and they get a job, and passing by to say hello to mama is an issue. Oh, how people easily forget. See, it's not about a forgetting. It is about what Satan is after. Are you with me? People will come to church. They don't know anything. We teach them God's word. We help them. And then when it's time for them to do something to bless the house of God, they choose to stay home or they choose to tell us we don't have time. Oh, how people forget. There were days when I took loans to help save their houses. They quit church. And when I called them, you call us too much. Oh, how people forget. It is not about the forgetfulness. It is what the enemy is after. You will stay on the cleansing level, but you will never get to the made-whole level because you have chosen not to remember. Amen. Let me push one more. Have you seen couples, married couples? One of them wants to go to school so bad. So the other one worked two jobs and take care of the kids so that the one that's supposed to go to school will go to school and finish till they finish and get a good job. And then all of a sudden, they are showing they are behind. Oh, how people forget. Am I telling the truth? What the enemy is after is that he knows that there's a level of blessing God wants to unleash. But as long as you have lost the valued meaning of what God has done through that individual, you will not see it. There are people God has placed in your life. They start touching your life one way, you lose focus of what God has used them to do, you will miss the other things God will use them to do. Say with me, oh, how people. All right, let's say it another way. Oh, how I. Oh, add the forget to it. Because you forget. We do forget. Amen. All throughout the scriptures, God tells us not to forget. He tells us to remember. We see that five times in the book of Deuteronomy. We see it four times in the book of Jeremiah. It was in the book of Psalms where David said, and forget not his benefits. Because it's easy to forget it. We read it in the book of Hosea three times that God wants us to remember. Once in the book of Luke. In Romans, we see it. In 1 Corinthians chapter 4, we see it. In the book of 2 Timothy, we see it two times. In Titus, we see it. In Hebrews, we see it. In the book of 2 Peter, we see it five times. In other words, when you put it all together, 26 times, God reminds us not to forget. Because we have the capacity to forget. I am going to show you a key in the scriptures. Whenever you return to go and say thank you to an individual or to God, you move them to do more. I say you move them to do what? More. And this is why it is important that as a child of God, you become careful. I have seen Christians live their lives in such a way that they are so ungrateful, yet they pray, God bless me. God does not bless people who are ungrateful. He blesses those who return to him to say, thank you. Techie is not your way of saying thank you. You should be saying thank you from January to February. You don't need one day to say thank you. Let me share something really quick with you and then we'll get into it. Why do we forget so easily? Why do people forget? The first thing we find that we forget because of the passing of time. Because of the passing of time. Time passes. If you read the book of Deuteronomy chapter 8, everybody go there with me. We will end on this chapter. Deuteronomy chapter 8. In Deuteronomy chapter 8, God tells Israel never to forget him five times, just in one chapter. Are you in verse 2? And thou shalt remember all the way which the Lord thy God led thee this 40 years. He says, I need you to remember the past, the things I have done. And sometimes people forget because the thing is in the past. Never live your life like that, because you stand to lose what God wants to do in the now. You are not saying amen. I know it's a hard message to hear, because we, all of us, some way, somehow, are guilty of it. Amen. From today, young people, when you get home, tell your parents, thank you for giving back to me in America. I don't need the parents to say amen. I want the young people to say amen. I said, when you get home, tell your parents, God bless you for giving back to me in America. Only Shane is saying amen. Jeremiah did, huh? Buying shoes that I can't buy for myself. Giving you jackets that sometimes paying for haircuts I couldn't pay for myself. And then you get a job and you forget. God says, don't forget all these 40 years. When you start working at 30 years old, remember the 30 years I have been putting into your life. I one time heard someone saying, oh, but you know, I can be by myself. The day you were born, how were you by yourself? God has made his world in such a way that you always have to depend on someone. There is no way you are going to be by yourself. If you claim you are by yourself, you are a liar. Never forget. God is telling the people, for 40 years in the desert, I took care of you. Hey, when you wear your shoes, how many years does it take for the shoes to start going on the side? Even on asphalt and cement and on your carpet and good wooden floors, it takes that short a time. And God is telling Israel, for 40 years in the wilderness, I took care of you. Never forget. So sometimes, number one, people forget because of the passing of time. Secondly, people forget because of what I call prolonged suffering. God reminds them that all these years, he was actually proven them. Thirdly, people forget because of the days of prosperity. When things go well, I have watched people when they did not have anything, that they were praising and worshiping God until the day they got a good job. I have seen couples that the other made sacrifices. The other one now doesn't remember. Oh, how people forget. But you are destroying a level of blessing that could have come to you. That's what I'm trying to point to. Are you with me? Look there with me in the book of Deuteronomy. Let me show you from verses 10 to verse 11. If you can read with me, that would be great. When thou hast eaten and are full, then thou shalt bless the Lord thy God for the good land which he giveth thee. Verse 11. Beware that thou forget not the Lord your God in not keeping his commands and his judgment and his statutes, which I command thee this day. He said, when everything, I'm interpreting, when everything has gone well for you, it is very easy. Why is the follow-up team calling me? When I'm ready, I'll come to church. Oh, how people forget that there were days we fasted and prayed and cried to God until your issues were sorted out with. But now good life has made you forget. Oh, how people I'm only exhorting you to learn to be thankful. Never forget to thank someone or to thank God for the things he has done in your life. Are you with me? Sometimes people forget because of pride. Pride. Look there with me in Deuteronomy chapter 8. Let's look at the 13th and the 14th verse. If you can read with me from the screen, that would be great. And when your herds and your flocks multiply, and your silver and your gold is multiplied, and all that you have is multiplied, things are getting good. 14. Then thy heart be lifted up, and you forget the Lord your God, which brought you forth out of the land of Egypt. Some of you, when you were coming from Africa, I wasn't there, but you didn't carry a thing. Today, God has blessed you, and you have forgotten. I want you to sit down and think very carefully. In fact, I found out that oxygen gas has no bill. When was the last time you paid for God's oxygen? When it's time to heat and your heater uses gas, methane gas, you see the amount keep going up and up and up like that. But God gives you his gas every day. I've said this over and over. Some of us, when we sleep and we snore, we take twice as much. Some people take three times. Yet you pay nothing. And yet when you have to spend only 2 hours, meanwhile you've been breathing his gas 24 hours a day and spend 2 hours in his house, and that becomes an issue because God is wasting your time. Sometimes people forget, because I'll keep reminding you. And just so you know, sometimes God disciplines us to remind us that I am in charge. I am in what? There was a guy called Oscar Wilde. He lived based on his name. He lived a very wild life until the last day of Oscar's life. And his wife tells him, the preacher is telling you to reach out to God. Why don't you try it? He says, if God is actually dead, then he needs to sniff the air out of me. And instantly he was gone. Mere mortals, we act like we are something. Thou shalt not forget. He said, when your heart is lifted up, don't forget the Lord, because he's the one who has made things happen in your life. Really quick, and let's close. Deuteronomy, look at verse 17 and 18. I'm drawing all the points from the book of Deuteronomy, right? Verse 17 and verse 18, he says, and thou say in your heart, my power and my might had gotten me this wealth. If you wake up in the morning and you have no strength, do you go to work? Do you go to work? Who gave you the strength for that day? The bunch of pills you took? Have you realized that there are people who take the pills and still nothing happens? It tells you it's not the pills. There's somebody else making it happen. I said, thou shalt not what? Forget. You have to look at your mama and not forget. You may be the same height, but thou shalt not forget. She's a grateful kid, though. Don't get me wrong. Or you want me to bring it to your way. Thou shalt not what? Forget. I have seen kids who look at their parents and say, these African parents, I need to separate from them. Deuteronomy 8:18, but thou shalt remember the Lord thy God, for it is he, for it is he, for it is he, for it is he, who the Lord your God. He says, remember him, for it is he who giveth thee power. The word power means the ability to create something, to complete a task. It is God who gives it to you. For it is he who giveth the power to get wealth, that he may establish his covenant. In other words, we must not forget the God factor. Sometimes forgetfulness sets in because we forget the God factor. Verse 19, because we pursue other gods. Time is running, so I will not read all of it. And sometimes we are pursuing pleasure. When we were little, we didn't have fun. So we want to have fun. So we don't have time for God. You can go to parties and close at 4 a.m. and use that as basis not to show up in the house of God. Thou shalt not forget that when you were boogieing at the party, it was God who gave you strength. Why are you quiet? Today I said I'll confront you. Because we need to remind you the way we live our lives, we live it as if everything is by us. But it is He who gives us what? Power. It is who? It is who? Do you realize that 1 second, you could be gone? And this is why every moment that you have must come. Are you ready to dance to the Lord today? I said, are you ready to dance to the Lord today? Oh, bless His name. Bless His name. Finally, people forget because of offense. Because you get offended. Let's say Brother Asmani blesses my life, but he does something I don't like. Because of that, I start mistreating him. There is a level of blessing I will lose by doing that. Anybody who has put something into your life and blessed you, if you mistreat them, you will pay for it. It's in the Word of God. You do me, I do you. What you did for me doesn't count. And I've seen marriages that could have stood if the two of them understood that when I was going to school, she was working. That's why I don't forget you, babe. I hate it when I hear men who work and come home because their wives were taking care of the babies to say, what were you doing at home? I took care of all my kids. So I realized that job is a full-time, in fact, it's more harder than the one you went into. Because the one you went into is regimented. That when you get there, you put this in the machine, you pick it up on the other side, you put it in the machine, you put it. One day, a kid gets up and you realize today is a whole new kid you are dealing with. I took care of my kid so that my wife can go. And I respect what she did. So today, I will not stand there and say, she did something I didn't like. So you do me, I also do you. Let me go look for another woman. God will punish me if I did. Thou shalt not forget. Come on, tell the person sitting next to you, thou shalt not. Let's go back with a statement that we have always worked around. The devil cannot defeat you without your help. So don't let forgetfulness destroy your blessings. Pray in the name of Jesus, we bind Satan. Satan, leave my blessing alone. He cannot touch your blessing. You will have to help him for your blessing to be in his hands. I pray today that God will open your eyes. Amen and amen. Amen. When we forget, we destroy our marriages. When we forget, we destroy relationships that are vital for our success. When we forget, we lose getting what nobody else can get because our thanksgiving is linked to the supernatural. Can I end with a story so we can dance? Are you guys ready to dance? Put your Bibles down because it looks like you are in the spirit. Come down. We're going to bless the name of the Lord. In the Vietnam War, please listen to this story. I'm going to close. In the Vietnam War, there was this pilot who flew his plane beyond enemy lines. And he found out that he had a problem. If he keeps flying, he might crash. So the only option for him at the time was to land behind enemy lines. Who in their right senses would do it? Nobody. But he had no option, so he had to land. And he landed. and he was captured as a prisoner of war with other soldiers with him. And the Vietnamese told them how the American government is not coming for them, that life was over, and they were put into this prisons and left for years. So they kept telling every single one of them, your government has abandoned you. There is nothing to be happy for. Until one day, one of them got a letter. In the letter, the person who wrote it to him had written so many good things going on back at home. But if you've ever been in a prison, you would understand that you don't get letters without the prison warden reading it. You have no rights. So after they read it, they blacked out everything that should make them feel happy. And then they handed him the letter. And when he read the letter, he realized that there is no good news in the letter. The only news they get from their captors is bad news. He reads the letter, no good news, until he's about to put the letter back in the envelope and saw on the envelope that there was a stamp that said Neil Armstrong, the guy I was named after, had just stepped foot on the moon. And the guy shouted, yes, yes. And he took the letter to the other prisoners. And everybody began to jump and shout. And then the captain said, what is wrong with these people? We thought we have broken their confidence. There is nothing to rejoice about. Because what they did was that they looked for something little to rejoice. I said, they look for what? Some of times we are waiting for something big. No, I am not waiting for anybody here in this room today who is looking for something little. And begin to rejoice and say, look what the Lord has done. Tell me if you don't have anything to rejoice about, and I'll tell you that you are a big time liar. Because there are people whose legs got cut this morning. Yours are all intact. Are you understanding me? Let's stand together.
Thank you for listening to another Kingdom Impacting message. Have you been looking for a place to call home? Need a place that makes you feel welcome and valued? At Covenant Family Chapel, our community is waiting for people just like you to find their way home. We invite you to visit during one of our Sunday services to discover how you can spread your wings in our friendly and reposeful worship environment. Visit Covenant Family Chapel this Sunday for our 10 o'clock service, located at 10307 Coppermine Road, Woodsboro, Maryland, to interact with pastor and teacher Neil Archie Ampong. Like us on Facebook. Follow us on Instagram and Twitter, all at Covenant One Family. Call 301-696-8555 and visit the church's website at covenantfamilychapel.org.